Let's bring him in. Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine, fine morning?
I'm fighting something.
You're not the only one.
I know. I didn't think I was going to get it, but sore throat and a headache right now.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet, and I knock on wood, and I'm going to knock on my head. I haven't gotten it yet, and I'm trying to steer clear of it. What we're telling people at work is, if you even have the sniffles, stay home.
Well, I jinxed myself. People were talking about it this week, and I said I'd never got the flu.
Yeah, Mike, you know better than that.
I know it.
Come on, especially somebody who bets on horses.
I know.
You never jinx yourself.
No, I know. I did it to myself.
You know, it's just like I made the mistake the other day. Somebody came up to me and they said, you know, we know you hate Tom Brady. I said, I don't hate Tom Brady. He's a great quarterback. Probably going to be going around as the greatest quarterback in the NFL ever. I said, I hate the Patriots because when I was working in Hartford for news organizations, I covered their negotiations with the state of Connecticut for a year and a half and saw them fleece the state of Connecticut just to get a stadium someplace else. That's the reason I hate the Patriots. I don't hate them because of Tom Brady. I said, and they said, oh, so you're going to root for them? So I said, well, unfortunately, yes, because I can't stand the Philadelphia fans. So then I said to myself, damn it, I put a curse on the Patriots.
Here's what I developed about Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback of the non-contact era of football.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Because yeah. I divided football now into the contact era. There's a sneeze. Then he is the best quarterback of the non-contact era. Because if you take anybody from the contact era that was good and put them on the field today, I'd be afraid to see what kind of numbers they put up. Because right now, all it is a glorified flag football league.
Yeah,
with an occasional stupid hit thrown in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right there. I think that's a good. I mean, I'm just looking back at the so-called quarterback, like Phil Simms. Now, here's a guy who is not a great quarterback at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was a journeyman quarterback. He happened to perform well when called upon, kind of like Eli Manning, when they were in the spotlight, they performed well.
Mm-hmm.
But those quarterbacks,
right up there with Trent Dilfer.
No, really, there's a bunch of them.
No, seriously, Trent Dilfer had a good game when the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
So it's a whole different league. I just can't imagine today's players going up against defensive players.
No.
Like the Chicago Bears had, the Giants had.
You could mention a million teams.
There'd be so many broken bones. And so many suspensions.
These guys leave them out to dry. Yeah. They're open for hits. If they played back then, there'd be more wide receivers in the hospital than on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so then.
But that's just a little sidebar.
That is a sidebar. All right, so now, in sports of other sorts, I saw your post, and it was an interesting post about once again how the Brewers now benefited from Derek Jetergate.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Not only that, the Brewers were kind of like a team like Miami, okay, where they have a nucleus and, you know, they're a decent team, they're a few players away, and they didn't go out and have a bonfire sale. They got the guy yesterday, Yelich, from Miami, and then they went out and got Lorenzo Cain. So they just improved themselves drastically and made themselves a contender for the playoffs. They made themselves a serious team. So this is the route Miami could have taken. And if you're telling me that Milwaukee, Wisconsin is a bigger baseball haven than Miami, your nose just grew another 3 feet, Mr. Jeter.
All right. Now, with that being said, you have been calling and comparing the NFL entertainment to Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
Yes, sir.
You call that the WWE. Well, the WWE is going
back in business.
$100 million of their own cash. They're not going to have the gimmick and the stuff like that, and they're going to start another league in 2 years.
And here's the thing. If they start a league and they have a fantasy football team, a fantasy football whatever you want to call it, they'll be just as successful as the NFL.
Well,
as long as the teams are covered on TV, they'll be just as successful on the NFL.
Well,
because people will flock to it like ants to sugar. just to play the stupid fantasy game.
But here's the interesting thing that Vince McMahon said, and this is where Vince McMahon is just so smart. He didn't need TV contracts anymore. He's got Amazon. He's got Netflix.
He's got computers. Yep.
He's got all those people that can stream the game, and they can give far more content streaming the game on those things than they can on. So they don't need the networks anymore.
Can lap dances for cheerleaders be far behind?
Well, anyways,
televised lap dances with cheerleaders.
All right, so now you got some. You said we got some racing this weekend.
Yeah, we got some racing. Just quickly, last night in hockey, the Devils got whitewashed last night as the down the drain continues for the Devils. They got beat 3-0 by Nashville, but surprisingly last night the Islanders beat Vegas in Vegas 2-1, and the Rangers in a shootout worse than in Fallujah beat San Jose 6-5. So two unexpected wins for the Islanders and Rangers last night, and the Devils continued down the tidy bowl. And with the Knicks, they lost to one of the worst teams in basketball, 118 and gave up 130 last night. The Knicks' woes continue.
It's never good when you give up 130.
It's never good when you give up 130, even if it's to the Globetrotters.
That's exactly right. All right, let's go on to racing.
Okie doke. Tomorrow's the Pegasus at Gulfstream, a $16 million race. The souls of John Henry and Secretariat and company are just rolling over in their graves, folks, because $16 million was unheard of, and those horses would have made this race a good race, which I don't think it is a good race. With that being said, a couple of races I want to talk about tomorrow is the seventh race at Gulfstream, the Fred Hooper Grade 3, a one-turn mile on the main track. Two horses I'm looking at in here down on the inside, the two-horse, 8-town. This horse is 3-for-4, a lifetime win at Belmont, Keeneland, and at Gulfstream, sprinting 6 and 7 furlong distances. Some nice works for Brian Lynch coming into this race at 9-2. I think 8-town is an attractive play. My top pick is the one-horse, Tale of Silence. This horse is by Tale of the Cat out of a Sunday Silence mare. You don't see too many Sunday Silence mares running around. This horse is training well up at Palm Meadows. Ran in the Grade 1 Alan Jerkins up at Saratoga this year. Went down to run in another overnight stakes at Laurel. Ran fourth and second in those against better horses. I think with the trip, Tale of Silence wins this race tomorrow. So 1-2-2-1 exacta in the seventh with the one horse to win. The eighth race is the McKnight. A very contentious race in here. It's a mile and a half, three turns on the turf. There's not a lot of speed in here, so I'm looking for it. And I think the nine horse, Infinite Wisdom, trained by Brian Lynch again, ridden by Frankie Dettori. I think this horse is going to get to the front and can go a long way. Might get some pressure on the inside from Mr. Cub, but this horse is just a much more talented horse than Mr. Cub, and a veteran jock like Dettori is not going to panic when Mr. Cub's pushing him. He'll let Mr. Cub know, and it'll come back to him. And in the McKnight, I really like Infinite Wisdom a lot. So the play in the McKnight's going to be the nine horse, Infinite Wisdom. Moving through the card, we're going to come up to the, let's get the page out, the 11th race, which is the other matching race of that. Nope, that's not the matching race. The 11th race is the South Beach. In the South Beach, it draws a very, very deep field in this race of 12. The outside horse, Ghostly Presence, is going to be my pick for Roger Atfield, another horse that has some practical speed. He's going to sit just off the pace, make a move, 1-for-1 at Gulfstream, coming up from Woodbine, spending the summer there. And I can't say enough about the Woodbine horses. Wherever they're running huge. So in the 11th race, going 7.5 furlongs on the turf, my top pick's going to be Ghostly Presence. That brings us to the Pegasus. It's a mile and an eighth on the main track. You're going to hear everything about people saying how post position is so important at Gulfstream, that if you're on the outside, you have no shot. I agree with that with normal horses, but with a horse like the one that's running tomorrow, I don't think it makes a difference. My point in case is going to be Big Brown. A few years ago, had an outside killer post in the Florida Derby, and he was just so much better than everybody else, it didn't matter. The same thing is the case here. Gunrunner can start from the casino tomorrow, and I think the horse is going to win. He's a much more talented horse than everybody else. even though he drew the 10 pole. I think it's his race to lose, and I don't think he's going to lose. I'm going to take one shot to play in an exacta with him. I'm going to go with the 6 horse, Gunavera. This horse has run big several times this year. Got not a great trip in the Breeders' Cup. Was too far behind. Telmar wasn't playing for him that day. He looked like he was going to win the Travers. I think this horse is set up real nice to run pretty good in this race. I don't think he's going to be good enough to be Gunrunner, but I think he might be good enough to run second. So Gunrunner takes home the lion's share of the $16 million tomorrow, and I'm going to go with the 6 horse, Gunavera, to try to make myself a decent paying exacta. But a very nice card tomorrow at Gulfstream. There's about 4 other stakes races I didn't go over. So if you have the time, tune into Gulfstream. You'll see some real good racing tomorrow.